smoking.
So when South Africans were asked how to or how they plan to get through retirement, the answers included 57 of respondents planning to rely on their children or grandchildren, 42% expected to rely on siblings and other family members, 27% plan to rely on government, 14% plan to rely on friends, and 10% don't have a plan. Bjorn Ladwig joins us now from Just SA. Bjorn, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's quite a travesty, the fact that we get to be speaking about how South Africans simply cannot afford to retire.
Yes, and thanks. Thanks for having me. That is a very real truth, but there's hope. And I think that's what we're trying to do as well, just raise awareness and help people to think about retirement, especially when they're younger and you can still save for that, so that you don't have to rely so much on your children, family members or the government.
Yeah, and the data is showing that South Africans over 50 are actually not confident that they have enough retirement savings.
Yes, and I think that's the stark reality we're facing. People are living longer and longer, and that's great news. I think no one can deny that. But it does mean your money needs to last longer too. I know we were talking about fuel, so your fuel tank has to last so much longer. And I think in that it's just important to know that you must put enough fuel aside while you work.
How do we start and when do we start, Bill?
I guess the answer is yesterday, but I've heard someone say that yesterday is good or better, but today is still good, so today. So I think the message is start early. Save as much as you can when you can so that you can retire as comfortably as possible.
So does that mean that South Africans at this moment in time are in no stage to retire?
Yeah, other stats show that a very small portion of people getting to normal retirement age have actually saved enough to retire. But there is hope. There's some good options and solutions out there. But yes, it's just important to understand that I always say roughly 15 or 20 times your annual income that you would like to have, you should try and save by retirement. So let me just make it a bit real. So we all think that 1 million rand is a lot of money, and it is. But for retirement purposes, roughly speaking, that will give you about 4,000 rand per month in income if that has to last for the rest of your life. So I think understanding that and knowing what it then means to retire helps us in our daily decision making.
I hear you, Bjorn, and we have to leave it there. Bjorn Ladwig there. Scary. South Africans are not able to retire right now. We'll continue this conversation. It's 12:31. Let's get your latest in power news with Nhlanhla Sihume.